Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 1002. We're looking for the right way of doing things when really what all things we do really come down to us finding our way, all the things that we're working on. Now, and the difference between what might be viewed as the optimal way or the right way versus our way as individuals is probably going to be a lot more subtleties, you know, instead of saying, here's what's considered the right way. I need to do the exact opposite of that. We have so many resources at our fingertips. You can learn anything. You have all types of books and magazines and articles that you can read. Not big on reading, you can watch the same message on video over and over again, right? You've got YouTube at your fingertips. Not big on watching, you can listen passively throughout your day. You can listen to podcasts on anything. And really what you do out of that is you then pull out the context to your situation. You take notes. And that could be done through pen and paper, or that could be done through a document on your computer, or however it is that you do it. And then you just test and try things. You find your way. And, you know, what I think is the hardest part with this, the hardest part to watch is people don't want to find their way. They want to find the fastest way. And this is like going back to when you were a kid and you would try to rush through something and then you'd have to go back and do it again. And you heard from, you know, a parent or a teacher, if you just would have done it right the first time, then it wouldn't have taken as long. And people, and right in this case is not the absolute right way that, you know, tell me what to do and I'll do it, is figuring something out on how you work through it. And I think for so many things that we try to find a solution for, weight loss is the biggest thing that I mean, in my circles, because I have everything with Your Level Fitness, that's what I see the most of. And, you know, everybody wants to find the optimal way. And much of the messaging is, this is what you need to do. Do this, do this. And it really comes down to what we're able to figure out works best for us. And it really, truly can be the slightest thing that's under our nose. And it's almost, you know, it's funny. And we kind of forget sometimes. I'll give you an example. I've been dealing with foot inflammation on and off for about the last year. I've had an injury, re-aggravated it. And one of the things I was doing very early on, because this is like plantar fasciitis, is taking the frozen water bottle and you know, rolling it underneath my feet. I did this at the very beginning last year, and then I just got away from it. Like, I still stretch a couple times a day. And I take pain, like arthritis strength Tylenol, actually, is what I take for it. But I hadn't been taking, or I hadn't been doing the frozen water bottle. And I'm like, why have I not been doing this? Like, this really works. This has really helped me out before. I started doing it again. Sometimes we have to rediscover what we know. And I do believe a lot of the stuff within the weight loss space, if you've been dieting for a long time, you know your answer. You know how you respond to these particular eating plans. And it's not a matter of like that you need to really follow this one particular one because it's the best one. You got to find what's best for you. You find what's best for you, and then you can try other things. But this is how everything in life is. We figure out our way of doing things, and then we can test different things. Get that foundation developed first, and then you can try whatever it is that you want in any area. So, you know, and again, it's like you, there's so much information and so much, so many different ways to learn in today's world, which is wonderful. And I do think it gets overwhelming. I think that's a lot of what we see and why people struggle with what they do. So, you know, I think when we're overwhelmed, we just want to be told what to do. But when we're just asking to be told what to do, we forget what we already know. And when we start to dig into what we already know, and then we test that and try that or start using that again, and we then try and test new things along with what we already know, and then with what we know we don't like to do, and then we figure out is, okay, that way that we really don't want to do it, like, is that truly a really, really good thing to do and we're just going to have to deal with it? Or is there another way to do it that is more in line with who we are and what we want, what our preferences are? And when you look at this, your life isn't, it's just one big experiment. It's not about failing. It's not about finding, so tell me what to do and I'll do it. Well, that's a good starting point. But then you got to figure out the context in your situation, because your situation is going to be different than mine, which will be different than everybody else's. Slight differences though, but those nuances, they make all the difference and they're important. Let me hear your thoughts on this. You can always email me. That is daryl@darylperry.com. That's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.